Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Midsummer rains do a lot for corn and soybeans, but for pastures and haylands in South Dakota, July rain is too late to spur adequate growth. SDSU Extension range specialist Krista Ehlert explains winter and spring moisture are crucial for most grasslands.
The precip that we receive in April, May, and June is most advantageous for the growth of the cool season grasses that are dominating our pastures in the northern Great Plains in South Dakota. You know, about 75% of that forage is done growing by the end of June.
Climate data for the first half of 2026 reveals many areas are 3 to more than 5 inches below normal on precipitation, likely impacting pasture productivity. Ehlert urges ranchers to monitor their grazing lands, looking for signs of stress.
Especially if that recovery between grazing events has really been limited, as you really want to make sure that you're reducing or eliminating any signs of overgrazing that you have.
If pasture productivity is well below normal, if cows are beginning to lose body condition, or to extend the grazing season, as well as to avoid overgrazing, Ehlert advises considering early weaning.
If you simply remove the calf and, you know, that cow shuts down her lactation, that cow's nutritional needs are reduced almost by up to 30%, which is pretty significant, which means she's not going to have to intake as much.
Ehlert concludes drought management strategies are critical to safeguarding weakened pastures, setting the stage for swift recovery when moisture returns. Visit extension.sdstate.edu for details.